Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring Monte Hill and Joe Shasky.
Presented by Timeless Coffee.
This is the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, good morning, everybody out there, man. It's Thursday morning. We are closer and closer to Packers and Niners. Don't forget Warriors Pacers tonight at Chase Center. Warriors trying to win two in a row. We're going to talk to Marty Morningwig in just a second here. Former offensive coordinator with the 49ers and quarterback coach. Also has ties to the Green Bay Packers as quarterback coach and offensive assistant. He's by way of San Jose Oak Grove High School, man. Oak Grove High School also has a Super Bowl ring to his name. As well as we break down Niners and Packers coming up 5:15 Saturday night at Lambeau Field. Let's get Robin. Let's go to Robin real quick before... Oh, she dropped. Okay, never mind. Never mind, Robin. We'll catch up with you later here. I wanted to get her thoughts on Niners and Packers as well. Don't forget Warriors, Pacers. Pacers coming off a win over the LA Lakers last night. Warriors trying to get back into rhythm here. And I like what I saw against the Pistons. Shasky, I know it was the Pistons, but they played the right way, which I think is imperative for them moving forward. Just practice good habits. Get Kuminga rolling. Get Poole rolling off the bench. And they'll get back to being the team that they were the first couple months of the season.
I really found the question that Damon asked Steve Kerr to be a fascinating one. You know, if you have to sacrifice, essentially it was, if you have to sacrifice some of the focus on defense to make the offense a little more rhythmic, would you do it? And it sounded like Steve Kerr would. He would sacrifice a little of the defense to get the offense rolling. No one's saying that defense isn't important. It absolutely is. But there's just been something about their offense over the last couple of weeks. It's just a little stagnant. Now, seeing them explode against Chicago, seeing them now explode against Detroit, those are really encouraging signs. And I'm hoping that they can get that going again tonight against Indiana.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Indiana coming in with Sabonis, no Miles Turner. Malcolm Brogdon playing in this one. LeVert is back. Caris LeVert, he had a solid game last night against the LA Lakers. Warriors at Pacers, that'll be a lot of fun tonight at Chase Center. Tip-off at 7 p.m. And don't forget, tomorrow we're giving away tickets for Friday's game and Sunday's game. So you want to be listening tomorrow between 7:30 a.m. and 8 o'clock. And don't forget tonight, if you got a Chase card, get your Chase card, man. Bring it out to Chase Center. Get 50% off of food and merchandise tonight as the Warriors celebrate their 400th consecutive sellout. That's a pretty cool deal as we transition back to Niners and Packers. And we're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo and Aaron Rodgers and control of the ball. Defensively, how confident are you in the 49ers in slowing down this Packers machine? Again, they don't beat themselves. They're the best team in the league when it comes to committing penalties. They only commit four penalties a game. They don't get called for holding. They don't turn the ball over. How's this defense going to get the Packers out of whack here? Is it maybe because of the bye week and the Packers not really playing over the last couple weeks? How did the Niners slow this juggernaut offense down in the Green Bay Packers?
Well, everybody's going to say pass rush, and they're not wrong there. To me, coverage last week was kind of the unspoken best part of the game. I mean, the front four was outstanding. No one is saying that they aren't. I just thought having Emmanuel Moseley and then opposite Aubrey Thomas, I can't believe how good they covered last week. And now it's a combination of both. It's not either or. But I thought they did really, really good. And as this year's progressed, I felt so much better about these safeties over the year. They're playing at a high level. Obviously, having all three linebackers back in that game only for maybe three quarters because Fred went down was big. You know, Greenlaw getting a big-time hit early on. Al Shaair putting a couple big hits on there. They run and they cover. And so to me, this is a game you're going to have the best coverage of the year. Pass rush is so paramount. Everybody knows that. But they just they can ill afford to be giving them 100, 120 yards of free penalties.
Yeah, no, that can't happen like the first game where they gave up the three pass interferences for 81 yards. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. Some of them questionable, but you can't get caught up in there. You know who the referee was for that game? It was Jerome Boger.
Oh, was it?
He just was in Cincinnati. Yeah, he was the ref.
He's done for
in that game. Yeah, he's done. So we don't have to worry about him. But I want to shut down that run game of the Green Bay Packers. When they start running the ball, all of a sudden the play pass comes into effect. Because like Leroy Butler said, these two teams are a carbon copy of each other. LaFleur coming over with Shanahan from San Francisco. Of course, they work together in Washington alongside McVay. So they're running a lot of the same things here. You got to slow down Aaron Jones, man. You cannot let him get loose on the ground. You start getting loose on the ground, and I think the Niners have been really good in that department, but they got to make this team one-dimensional. I feel a lot better about making the Packers one-dimensional with the pass like they did last week against Dallas.
Leroy said that LaFleur's first 40 games were actually better than George Seifert's, which is incredible because that's about as good as you can start a career was George Seifert's. Was that surprising to you?
No, because they've been in the NFC Championship in back-to-back seasons. They've been really, really good. Now, they've played in a bad division, the NFC North, Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit. But you know what? They've won a lot of good games, a lot of close games. Their game in Cincinnati, despite Mason Crosby missing all those field goals, they found a way to win in overtime. You know, they found a way to win the tough games. LaFleur was a guy where we were like, huh? Matt LaFleur? They're going to hire Matt LaFleur to coach Aaron Rodgers? He's been balling, man. They've been winning a lot of games. So when you hear that, is it surprising? Kind of, but when you look at the talent, you look at the roster, you say to yourself, you know what? They're one of the best teams in the league. They're one of the best, so it's not that surprising when you have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers and a wide receiver like Davante Adams.
Yeah, and I thought this year, more than any other, they were a more physical defense, and they felt like a more physical team overall. That game, the primetime game between them and the Arizona Cardinals, kind of sticks out in my mind as one of those games where I viewed Green Bay different after that game. Now, time has kind of told us that maybe Arizona isn't as good as I thought that they were throughout the year, or maybe they just got hurt. I'm not sure what to make of Arizona.
They just faded.
Yeah, but I looked at Green Bay, and I was like, man, this feels like a different Green Bay team. In years past, it felt like you could out-physical them, and they'd tap out. I don't know if that's the case for this year's team. I think they're a very different team this year.
Yeah, they're mentally stronger, no doubt. They're mentally stronger after getting kicked in the shin in the 2019 NFC Championship game. And, of course, last year losing at home to Tampa Bay. On the Comcast Business text line here, our boy Oscar in EPA, last 2 weeks for Green Bay have been Lions in a bye week. They aren't ready for playoff football. I wonder. They've had 3 weeks off. A lot of rust there. We'll see if they come out firing on all cylinders. That's always a factor when you get a team coming in from wild card weekend and the team's been sitting around for 3 weeks. Will they be able to match the physicality of the 49ers? We shall see Saturday night at 15. By the way, the Morning Roast sponsored by Timeless Coffee. Our great friends at Timeless Coffee, the official coffee of the Morning Roast, getting us through another morning. Shasky, I wanted to do this before we get the morning wig, or if we connect to him. If we don't, 888-957-9570, the Comcast Business text line, and our phone lines are wide open if you want to break down some Niners and Packers. But the BetQL Network, hey, giving props is back for round number two of the postseason. If you missed this free-to-play contest last week, no problem at all. It's a new week, which means new props and another $2,000 up for grabs. Go to betql.com/props to sign up. 10 new props have been posted, and the most correct picks this week wins $2,000. Remember, just by signing up, you're entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Someone's winning that cash. It might as well be you. Head over to betql.com/props right now and make your picks. That's betql.com/props. And we got some good ones here.
Yeah.
AJ Brown, over under 74.5 receiving yards for the Tennessee Titans this week against Cincinnati.
I just don't trust Tannehill. I'm going to go under. I just don't. Is that unfair of me?
No, why at all? You can do what you want to do. I will lead over. I will lead over.
Okay.
I don't know, though. That game is so tricky to me.
Right?
I don't know who's going to win that football game.
Nor do I. I don't know what Derrick Henry's going to look like. I don't know what Tannehill's going to look like. I mean, I feel like Cincinnati's already overachieved in general.
Right.
You know, could they just not show up? I could see them winning and having a great game. Like, I have no idea what's going to happen in that one.
What about Mike Evans against the LA Rams and Jalen Ramsey? Over under 67.5 receiving yards.
I'm going to say over strictly because he's their primary target and he's just a monster. And you could play great against him all day and he's still going to catch a couple of them 22-yard outs.
This one feels like a lock. Josh Allen, over under 2.5 passing touchdowns in Kansas City this week.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to go over.
I would go over, too.
I feel like this game is going to start off very defensive and then turn into an offensive flurry at the end.
It's going to be fireworks. It's going to be fireworks.
This, to me, feels like a Super Bowl.
No doubt. Travis Kelce, over under 5.5 receptions this week against the Buffalo Bills.
Over. I mean, their offense is unguardable. All I keep seeing is, like, they'll roll Tyreek and him on the same side of the field. Tyreek's commanding all the coverage, and then boom, just a little 4-yard pass to Kelce, and then he's just running.
And are you still rolling with the Chiefs to win this game? That's our BetQL pick 'em. That's the pick 'em this week.
And you know I love Josh Allen. There's no one who loves Josh Allen more than me. And yes, I'm rolling with the Chiefs. I trust Andy Reid in this game more than I trust my Sean McDermott. Yeah,
they've got that championship blood.
I mean, the Kansas City, until there's a fork in them, I got to give them love. I mean, they've been in the Super Bowl two straight years.
It's a revenge game. We got three revenge games this weekend. Packers, Niners, of course, Bucks, Rams. Bucks got destroyed by the LA Rams in week number three. And then Bills, Chiefs, another rematch. I lead Chiefs this week. I do. I think they're playing some good football right now, but boy, did Josh Allen last week look so good. I don't know how you stop that offense.
Right.
Like, if I'm a Niner fan and I have dreams of going to the Super Bowl, I want Buffalo out of there. Like, I know I can't look past Green Bay, but Buffalo's a team that I look at and say, boy, how would you stop them in a Super Bowl game at SoFi Stadium? Josh Allen is a problem. He gets the ball out quick, and he zigs it. I mean, he is a monster, man. So, can Buffalo go to Kansas City and win that game? They got the experience last year in the AFC Championship of going to Arrowhead Stadium. I remember Stephon Diggs sitting there on the bench watching Kansas City celebrate all night long. You know what? I got to flip, man. I'm going to go
if
Buffalo
here. If
they
had Tre'Davious White, I would love Buffalo in this matchup. Sean McDermott basically admitted early in the season when they beat Kansas City, we built our team to stop them. That's why when they went up against New England earlier this year in that nor'easter or whatever that hurricane storm was, they basically said, hey, we're not built to stuff the run like this. We're built to go up against 3 and 4 wide and to guard tight ends in the passing game. We are not built to go goal line defensive stops against a team that's going to go power eye. So, this will be a very interesting matchup. McDermott admitting that they've built their team to stop them, but with no Tre'Davious White, because Tyreek is just so hard to guard, and they're such an explosive team. Mecole Hardman doing things on special teams. This is a tough one.
It's a tough game. This is a coin flip game. I kind of like the Rams this Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I do too. I'm with you on that.
I don't know why I like the Rams. I don't trust Matthew Stafford. That's what scares me about this game. Matthew Stafford. Tampa Bay's defense is better than we all give it credit for. They've gotten better as the season went along. I don't know what's going on with Bruce Arians slapping players in the helmet.
What is that?
Boy, he's had a hell of a month, right?
With Antonio Brown.
I don't know what's going on with him. Let's go to Robin, though. Robin in the city real quick, and then we'll get the tsunami in San Jose. Robin, good morning. How are you? You're on the roast.
I'll tell you why. Bruce Arians is an a-hole. I picked that up a long time ago. And I believe in Antonio Brown, but he cried wolf too long. He cried the little boy who cried, whatever that saying is. So I could see
cry
that.
Wolf.
Dude strikes me as an a-hole. But anyway, a couple of things that I've heard over the past. I don't want to make it seem like I'm a genius about this. One of the things about the secondary, someone said that the Cowboys there was a lot of one-on-one matchups, and our secondary was playing off the guy a lot, the receiver a lot, and
CeeDee Lamb,
take
yeah.
advantage of one. So you see, that might be something we need to consider, okay, going into this, even though the secondary is playing better, getting beat one-on-one. Second thing I want to point out is that when they point out that there's a lot of scheme, you know, they know the scheme. Well, someone pointed out the thing about Rodgers is he won't stick to the damn scheme because he's got to say so not to stick to the scheme. And a lot of times I think the scheme is what gets you in trouble because you don't have the autonomy to go outside of that. I actually do think it's a problem with young coaches. So that's one point. And the last point is that, listen, when you compare eras, George Seifert to LaFleur, I mean, get real. I don't care what the statistics say, okay? If you take behavioral statistics, you come up with the statistics and then you extrapolate from that. So if he's won more games, then you would extrapolate he's better. But come on now, there's other variables that are considered in social science, behavioral statistics. Okay, and that's the fact that he didn't play in the same era, and he was operating under different rules. There's no way that Mac LaFleur should be even in the same breath as George Seifert. Bye, guys.
I'm with you, Robin. Seifert is one of my favorite 49er coaches of all time. He was the architect of their defense all throughout the 80s. San Francisco legend, went to Polytech High. I mean, he is one of the guys that, in my estimation, I think that we have forgotten how great he was as a coach. He was not perfect. He lost a lot of big games. He also won a ton of games. Just look at his regular season record. And there is something to be said. People say, well, he won with Bill Walsh's team. Why don't you look at what that 92 team looked like in contrast to the 89 team that Bill Walsh handed him? Very, very different. You lost tremendous leadership when you lost Joe Montana on the field and Ronnie Lott and Roger Craig. There's a lot of organizations that would not have survived, and yet they found a way to be dynamic. And they lost to a team in the Dallas Cowboys for a couple years in a row that was just better than them. I mean, it's just sometimes that happens.
You know, you look at George Seifert and defensive backs coach with the 49ers at long time. Defensive coordinator probably should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. the last great, great coach for the 49ers, and he was perfect for all those personalities with his quirkiness on the sideline, his animations. You know, he wasn't a big yell-at-you guy, but the Niners were always prepared under George Seifert. They were always prepared, and you know what's starting to get to me, Shasky, is when people say, man, like you just mentioned how George Seifert lost a lot of big games, and, you know, I go back to the Madden doc in the football life where the Raiders lost three straight AFC championships. And it's just like, yo, like, who doesn't lose big games? All these coaches lose big games.
But
Madden lost
level,
big games.
Yeah.
Chuck Noll, Belichick lost big games. Belichick and Brady lost Super Bowls. They lost Super Bowls for crying out loud. You're going to lose at times, man. It is hard to win, man, every single year. So Mike Holmgren, we had him on yesterday. He lost big games. He lost two Super Bowls for crying out loud.
Do you know what year John Madden won the Super Bowl for him?
It was 76-77 when they beat the Vikings
like
at the Rose Bowl.
For him. It was like year nine for him. All right. Like nowadays, if you don't win the Super Bowl within the first 4 or 5 years,
you get fired.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, again, who knows? Brian Flores, we can argue till we're blue in the face, but two winning seasons gone in 3 years and took over one of, the closest to expansion level rosters I've ever seen.
Right. No, that was wrong right there. Let's go to Tsunami in San Jose. Tsunami, what's happening? You're on the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. Tsunami going once.
In San Francisco.
Going twice. Oh, what's up, Tsunami? How you doing, man?
What's up, my big fellas?
What's going on?
Not bad, man. Not bad. Sorry, I haven't called in a few weeks. I had some health issues that got caught with some early testing, just like you, Shasky. I was happy to hear this morning that you're getting your stuff done, man.
Thank you.
I have a shout out to Archbishop Mitty, who beat your boys Reardon yesterday in hoops and are at the top of the heap in the WCAL basketball world.
Yeah.
Mitty's good.
This is my last take. This is Niners. What I called is a couple things that we haven't talked about. This game is set up for George Kittle, man. 10 degrees. Homie's not going to be wearing any neoprene on his arms. You know that. This game is tailor-made for George Kittle. When you look back 5 years from now, you're going to see him flopping that hairdo around, some frosty flakes at the bottom of that hair. he's ready for this. We have not talked about how he is one of the keys to this. The other thing is, Aaron Rodgers, when he gets hit, he does not like it, man.
No.
Think of the defensive line. They got to put a little bit of sauce on him. And he gets a little pissed off at his offensive lineman, man. So I'm hoping that those two things happen. George Kittle and defensive line, Niners, 28-24, lock it.
That would be great. Good call. I thought George Kittle was going to break out last week, B, and I was way wrong on that. So
yeah, I don't was know. Too. I mean, they were all over him. He only got, what, 2-3 targets. But you know what? Who cares? They won the football game. But I do find it alarming that George Kittle, who was on a heater. Yeah. I mean, you look at his season, those games in Seattle and at Cincinnati, he was like, boy, okay, he's back. And he had a solid year considering he missed 3 football games. He still had 910 yards receiving. He still caught 71 footballs in a run-first offense. So, he's played well, but you look at the last 4 weeks. We talked about this yesterday, 9 catches for 78 yards in the last 4 games. Wow. Wow. That's a little surprising.
And hearing that WCAL shout-out got me to thinking yesterday at Kezar Stadium was the first ever, and we'll give a shout-out to him right now, girls varsity Bruce Mahoney game between St. Ignatius and Sacred Heart, and St. Ignatius won. So congratulations to the St. Ignatius Wildcats. And I'm glad that finally they've added the women's game to being a part of the Bruce Mahoney when they're kind of stacking up the victory. So yesterday was a historic day in the city. That was really cool. It's the oldest rivalry west of Mississippi.
You said it was at Kezar?
Yeah, that's what the videos looked like. They're all at Kezar. And it looked like SI won by 8, 9, 10, something like that.
So when they're not doing it at
they
USF
were
going to
do
anymore,
it at USF.
Huh?
Everything got postponed, and then they had limited crowds and things like that. Right now, if you're doing CYO, some gyms that are too small have no parents in them or no spectators. Right. Some gyms have one spectator per child or, you know, 2 spectators per child. I believe they only allowed parents of I could be wrong here, but I believe it was only parents of the varsity players that were allowed in the gymnasium and maybe some students. But it looked like a very limited crowd. And I know the JV game is Friday, so.
That's unfortunate, man.
Yeah,
Bruce Mahoney was always something. My guy, Igor Spivak, shout out to the front office out there in Vegas. He used to work at Kinko's our senior year of high school. So he worked at Kinko's, and he would print up fake tickets for the Bruce Mahoney game. And we would use those fake tickets to go to the Bruce Mahoney game. We got a copy of them. We would make copies, and it was all good. All good. So we got to go see. We saw DJ Williams sitting in at a Bruce Mahoney game one time.
Oh,
and
DJ
we made
Williams.
Igor walk over. We was like, yo, Igor, go ask him what college he's going to. Because, you know, he was a stud. He was the man at De La Salle. And so he was
him
like,
and
yeah,
Atari Callens.
Atari Callens.
Remember
yep.
that name?
DJ Williams. Oh, my
De La
gosh.
Salle,
he was a monster.
They pumped him out. I remember we went and played them in a basketball tournament over at their facility, and their weight room was like next level. And I'm talking like late 90s next level. Yeah. Oh,
you know, speaking of De La Salle, Frank Alaco was a longtime men's basketball coach.
And was
De La
part
Salle.
Of the Joe Montana doc.
Yeah. I had no idea he played football
Notre
at Notre Dame.
Legend.
No idea he played
was a backup quarterback, I believe. And I'm selling him short. He also played on the basketball team, and obviously Digger Phelps was the coach at that time.
Right, right. Bill Laimbeer, and they had some squads there.
They knocked off UCLA.
Let's go to Scott and Livermore. Scott and Livermore here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
What's happening, my guys? How you doing?
Doing great.
Good, good, good. What's going on?
Fantastic. You guys ready for some playoff football on Saturday with Ebron? It's going down, fellas. You know what's going to happen? Bosa, DJ Jones, Armstead are going to put so much pressure on this guy that he's not going to know what to do with it. The front seven is going to just dominate at the line of scrimmage. We're not worried about the cold. Aaron Rodgers can't beat us in the playoffs. He's proven that the last 3 times he's done it. We're coming out. We're going to play smash-mouth football. They don't want to see us. We had Kyle Juszczyk as our number one running back in week 3. I love Juice. I love him. He's the best fullback in football. He's not Eli Mitchell. Debo Samuel are going to run the ball all day. Jimmy's probably going to throw the ball maybe 11 times. It's just going to be smash-mouth football. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be able to get on the field. And Trey Lance may have a rushing touchdown in this game. You may see it. It's happening, guys. And then my other quick take, there is no way Kansas City is going to an AFC championship 3 years in a row and going to go to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row. Buffalo is going to come out and just wreck them silly. I got Buffalo by like 13 plus.
Ooh. Hey, you know, I'm a little surprised how confident Packer fans are. You hear a lot of confidence from the Packer faithful saying, yeah, this is the matchup we want. This is the matchup we want. We'll see about that Saturday. We'll see about that. By the way, somebody on the Comcast Business Text line wants us to pick the Tennessee Bengals game. They're mad at us for not picking that game. I'll lead Tennessee because I don't think Cincinnati is ready. But the Bengals scare
me. That's my team. That's my Madden. That's team. You're going to play Madden and you click R2, you know, random team, and you land on Cincinnati. That's a fun team to play with. So I'm rolling
Jamar
with Cincinnati.
Chase, T. Higgins.
I told you about my man Bates balling in safety, dude.
Bates
he makes plays.
Balling. No, he's a good player. He's a good player. All right, coming up here on the Morning Roast, we're going to talk to longtime 49ers play-by-play voice Joe Starkey. Joe Starkey will join the roast to talk about the catch, too, and some of the more iconic moments between the Niners and the Packers. That is coming up right here on the Morning Roast, and it's all brought to you by Safeway. At Safeway, they partner with trusted, top-quality growers for hand-picked fruits and vegetables harvested at the peak of flavor. From farm to you, visit Safeway's produce department today and see how they're perfecting the art of fresh.
The Morning Roast, presented by Timeless Coffee, with Bonte and Shasky.
How's Madden and Summer all on the call? The catch two back in 97. T.O., the wild card game against the Green Bay Packers, where Steve Young and company got the monkey off their back against the Green
Bay. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Green Bay Packers, as the Packers enjoyed a lot of dominant times against the 49ers in the mid-90s, and a guy who called a lot of those games for the 49ers, the legend, the one and only, Joe Starkey. And look, Joe, you had to call with the catch, too. You had to call with the play. But please tell our audience here that nothing tops the Cheez-It Bowl from a few years ago when Cal played TCU.
Yeah, that was a... You notice that that bowl no longer exists on merit.
That was a rough one. That was definitely a rough one. But Joe, I got to ask you, though, take us back to that catch, too, because that was one of the most iconic games at Candlestick Park, even though it was a wild card game. We don't remember that the Niners lost to the Falcons the next week. We try not to remember that, at least. But that game where T.L. dropped numerous passes, I believe five in all, the sun was in his eyes, Brett Favre again coming up with some magic at the end, and then Steve Young to T.O. to end that football game. Take us through that game there, Joe.
Well, yeah, that had become as big a deal as playing Dallas at that point, because that was the ultimate enemy for so many years. But the Packers had now moved into that category, and it looked like it was going to be another result. I mean, it was obviously an incredibly close game throughout most of it. The frustration against the Packers had built and built and built. And, of course, the most dramatic thing about the game, in retrospect, that everybody was aware of, was who would ever think it would be Terrell Owens that would be the hero? Because all he did was fumble away a ball early, drop all sorts of passes. He was having a terrible, terrible day. In fact, I think at one point I said he hadn't been able to hold on even to his fingers all day. It was just one of those things. And now at the ultimate moment, the last possible opportunity, he got Steve backing up to throw, and I thought for sure he was going to fall down. I was amazed he could keep his balance before he threw it. And now there's three defenders all around Owens, and he catches the ball anyhow. And then he goes into tears and obviously turned out to be a great receiver. But in that age stage, and maybe even today, I don't know, I haven't seen him in a while, but he was regarded as a real head case, that he was tough to deal with. He drove Mariucci absolutely crazy because he would just not do everything asked to do. He would just not, Steve would say, you need to do this, and he would make it difficult and do something just a little bit off that would drive the coach crazy. And so Owens was a real handful, and I guess was, and through much of his career in that category, but obviously the penultimate hero in that one.
Yeah. Joe Starkey with us, 49er royalty, was the play-by-play guy for many, many years. Joe, I'm going to be honest with you. I grew up listening to you. This is like the soundtrack of my life, because when I used to go to 49er games, you know, the Jumbotron didn't have the replays right away. And my grandfather had the old Walkman transistor AM FM radio, and he'd be listening to you, and he'd have all the play-by-play because you would provide all the nuance. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have social media and all that. And you were kind of the soundtrack to the game. And I remember specifically for that game when T.O.'s coming out of the end zone and Young had thrown kind of like a fade to him, and he's going, the sun's in his eyes. The sun's in his eyes. He couldn't see the ball. Like, I don't think people remember how bad of a game he had, T.O., before he caught that ball.
Yeah, I guess it's easy, and that's good that you remember the best part of it. I think that's fine, because you say it was a long day. It was an interesting matchup, too, because you had the two coaches were interesting because they both had the Bay Area roots, okay? I mean, that was definitely a factor. Mike Holmgren coached at San Francisco State. He's a Bay Area guy. Mariucci had come out of Cal to become the 49er head coach. So there were a lot of stories in this game because of those type of involvements that were very, very interesting, I thought.
What was that week like? Because as you mentioned, Joe, at the top, that Packers-Niners became Packers-Cowboys, Niners-Cowboys, in which the Niners and Cowboys played three straight NFC Championship games again against each other. And then the Packers in 95, they come out of nowhere as 14-point underdogs with Mike Holmgren as head coach and beat the Niners in that divisional round game. What do you remember about that week? Because that's the first time I remember realizing that, man, the Packers, okay, now they're a factor now. It was one thing to worry about the Cowboys. Now we got to worry about the Packers. What do you remember about that 95 divisional round game?
Well, not a lot, probably for the best. You know, it was at that point, you expected the Niners to win all the time. I mean, they were just winning. They were regularly going to the Super Bowl. They would always get to the end of the NFC Championship game. And so everything was supposed to be their way. And with the Cowboys out of the way, how could the Packers possibly be the issue? But obviously they were, as again they are now. I mean, Green Bay's history is so phenomenal with from Bart Starr forward to all the other guys. It's really impressive that they can do what they do in a small town in Wisconsin where the weather obviously will probably be a factor again in this one tomorrow. In fact, years ago, I started in the NFL. The first job I had was with the Vikings, and we played the Packers in the 1 year I was with Minnesota before moving back to the Bay Area. We had a game that had so much snow. There's a picture of it in the Football Hall of Fame in Ohio. It was just incredible snow where they had to come out after every series and shovel off the snow on the field. And so that's kind of the atmosphere you can get up there. And that definitely, I think, influences the opponents particularly, because I think it can get easy to get psyched out when you think, oh, it's Packer weather, it's going to be tough to win, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, we you saw it firsthand 3 years in a row, Niners-Cowboys. We had Niners-Cowboys last week. 4 years in a row, you had Packers-Niners. Now you got Niners-Packers again this week. Just from somebody who's watched this team over and over over the many years, how fun was last week and how cool is this weekend going to be?
Because I've been in it for so long, I rarely get emotional watching a football game. But my wife was telling me last week, she said, will you stop screaming downstairs? Okay, it was that kind of game. You know, I mean, when Garoppolo threw that interception, I really thought, is there a hitman in the neighborhood? Can I get somebody? This is horrible. This game is handed to them. They can't lose it. And yet they found a way to almost do that. And particularly if it was Dallas. I can remember one, my relationship, because of the Niners, is I can remember one time we're coming from Florida or somewhere, my wife and I, we're going through the Dallas airport. And as we're in the Dallas airport, I'm going through the little stores, waiting for the plane and all that. And my wife actually noticed, she says, what's the matter with you? She said, you're getting grumpy, you're getting sour. What is your problem? I said, we're in Dallas. That is my problem.
Joe, you referenced Jimmy Garoppolo. We all said the same thing. I mean, my dad is losing his mind. He can't turn it over right there, right then. You saw quarterback controversies up close and personal. You're the play-by-play guy of the Niners through this greatest quarterback competition of all time, Steve and Joe Montana. You see all the stuff that's out on the internet and everything, and me and Bonte screaming and yelling at each other every day, Trey, Jimmy Garoppolo. What do you think of Jimmy Garoppolo, somebody who's watched the quarterback position for the 49ers over the last 30, 40 years?
The tough thing about Garoppolo is that he can't stay healthy. I think if the 49ers were to make a decision to let him go, and frankly, I hope they don't, but I think if they did, it's based on physical issues. He seems to get hurt virtually every game. He got hurt last week. And I think when you're paying him that kind of money and you're building a franchise around him, I mean, when he's on, he's terrific. He can have very long periods of time where he looks absolutely wonderful, and all of a sudden, somehow he gets a brain freeze and does some things you don't expect him to do. So that's a tough call, because I think he's a very talented quarterback. And everybody's, you know, the backup quarterback, as long as I've ever had anything to do with football, and you guys probably see the same thing, is the guy who's the backup quarterback is always the most popular quarterback in the city, because you're always saying, oh, if he were in there, that wouldn't happen, you know? Right. And I think that the Niners have a little of that right now going on about the rookie and saying to build him up. So I don't know. I think Garoppolo is really a tough decision for management because of the fact he can do so well and then not do so well. I don't know.
Yeah, Joe Starkey, the longtime voice of the 49ers, also voice of the Cal Bears. Joe, we brought up Montana and Steve Young, and the Joe Montana doc is out right now on Peacock. I don't know if you checked it out, and if you have, what kind of memories have you saw or are you taking away from that as we go through Montana's career coming out of Notre Dame, becoming a two-time Super Bowl winner, and then I'm at the spot where they trade for Steve Young. What do you remember about that, living through those times where it was Jonestown, all of a sudden Steve Young comes in, and all of a sudden Bill Walsh comes out to the media and says, we have a full-blown quarterback competition. What was that like for you living in those days?
Oh, boy, that's because I had been here long enough, moving out from the Midwest, that Montana was the guy. And Steve Young, I had seen Steve Young, though, and I knew he was good because I did the 3 years that the Oakland Invaders existed in the USFL. And so I'd seen Steve Young play for Los Angeles. I think it was the Galaxy. And I was always impressed by his mobility, the fact that he could run so well, throw so well. So he certainly was possibly a great quarterback. But on the other hand, we're talking about a legend here. You're going to ask a legend to go home. I can remember that without a doubt, DeBartolo had to be talked into trading him because he kept canceling the deal. In fact, Joe had to go to Eddie himself and say, you know, we need to do this. He says, my time is up. He says, we got to move on. Steve, let Steve move into the position, but we can't continue like this where the two of us are here. And he had to literally talk Eddie into completing the trade with Kansas City.
Wow. Joe, we get this weekend the Green Bay Packers, and you're familiar with this guy because you've done Cal play-by-play for so many years, Aaron Rodgers. I remember wanting Aaron Rodgers with the number one overall pick as a Niner fan. I'm sure you probably wanted to see him come to the 49ers, but is he better than you had ever anticipated coming out of Cal?
Frankly, no. I thought he was the most accurate quarterback I had ever seen. And I will go to my grave absolutely in despair over the fact the only time he didn't throw good passes when they are first and goal at the 7 against USC.
Okay.
And this incredibly effective passer misses three guys. And so that was the difference. But I can remember telling people in the 49ers front office, I said, you need to draft him. And they were all saying, no, we're going to go for Alex Smith. And Nolan was the head coach at that point. And they were, you know, I was the announcer, so what do I know? But I kept telling him, I said, this is the most accurate quarterback I have ever seen. I said, you should draft him. And they, of course, dismissed the announcer as, what does he know about football? And, of course, went ahead with Smith, who turned out to be a good quarterback. But I just had no doubt in my mind that Air was going to be terrific. And when he fell down to number 24, and he made that comment to Dennis O'Donnell, that is a legendary at this point, when Dennis on Channel 5 asked him, how do you feel about the fact that the 49ers didn't draft you? He said, how much does that upset you? And he said, it won't bother me nearly as much as it will bother them that they didn't draft him. From day one, this is a personal deal for him.
Yeah,
I always wonder why Cal didn't run the ball there, Joe. Ugh. I know Rodgers started 23-for-23 in that game at USC, but why didn't they run the ball inside the 7-yard line? They were running it down USC's throats.
Yeah. I'm going to need. I'm going to have to take a pill if you keep talking like this.
Right, we're done with that. I don't want to relive that as well. That was a great game between USC and Cal. Joe, you are awesome today. Enjoy Packers and Niners Saturday night. This is fun. Cowboys last week, Packers this week, and we're so thrilled that you were able to spend a few moments with us to talk about the Packers tonight.
As good as it gets, thanks for calling.
Absolutely.
Anytime. Joe Starkey, a legend.
Sparks, thank you.
No doubt about that. Joe Starkey here on the Morning Roast. Called to catch the play. I mean, he's been around a lot of iconic moments, man.
So when you used to go to games early on, do you remember when you'd see the old men like my grandfather that would have the old Walkmans, the old AM, FM Walkmans? My grandfather had it with the old, it was like little fuzz around the headset that you would wear.
Headphones.
Yeah, the old headphones. Phone. You know what I'm talking about?
I always brought my Walkman to games.
Because you'd listen to the game.
I didn't go to many football games growing up. I think only went to two football games my first 18 years of existence, but whenever I went to baseball games, I always had a Walkman because I wanted to hear the play-by-play.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what was going on, how close the pitch was.
So, like my grandfather, he had the one where if you took the headphones out, it also had the little speaker thing. It was like a little – it almost looked like what our iPhone shaped like now. It's like rectangular.
Yep.
So he would take that, and we would be throwing the football. He'd park off 3rd Street. Then we'd come walking in. We'd be throwing the football, going down Gilman or whatever the street is, Oakdale, depends on where we were parked. And he would be listening to the pregame, get all fired up. But back then, there was no Twitter, and they didn't show many replays on the actual Jumbotron. This is before they actually had video on the Jumbotron. Right. It would just be the score. You know what I mean? That's all you would get. It was like the raw data. Hey, this is how many points are being scored. This is what the yardage is. That's about it. So you had to bring the Walkman so that you understood, like, oh my gosh, 71 just went down right now. What's going on? And Starkey would relay it to everyone, and then my grandfather would relay it to everybody in the area. And so when I think of Joe Starkey, I just personally get really, really nostalgic, and I think about my grandfather and those old Niner teams. And I mean, he is the 49ers. When I hear his voice, I get goosebumps.
No doubt. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll bring you the Xfinity Flex moment of the show. Stay tuned to find out what we pick as a flex moment of the show. Actually, that's coming up in 4 minutes. 4 minutes of flex moment of the show. Didn't realize it was already 8:46. I've been talking to Joe Starkey here. We got one more day to break down Niners and Packers. Niners will fly out tonight to Wisconsin. They'll be in Green Bay warming up tomorrow, getting ready for that cold weather. They kick off at 5:15. Last week, there was a lot of hype for Niners and Cowboys. It felt like the energy was up. Does it almost feel like a letdown this week in terms of the hype and the anticipation for Niners and Packers? Last week, it felt you could feel Niners Cowboys. You could feel the hate in the rivalry. You could feel the anticipation of having this rivalry revitalized on last Sunday. This week, I feel like it's been a letdown. I don't know. Maybe it's because I've been in the house all week. I don't know. How you feel about the hype going into Saturday?
Honestly, everywhere that I've gone, like yesterday I was talking to my doctor about this when I was at Kaiser, and people are pretty fired up, man. Green Bay is an iconic brand. You know, when we look at brands across sports, they're a very iconic brand, but they're also very different than some of the other ones. Like Lakers, L.A., it's got the big cachet. You know, there's something about it. New York Yankees, Dallas Cowboys, those are big. There's something almost Midwestern subtle about the Green Bay Packers, yet their fan base is so large. People either love them or they hate them. Think about how many teams can't stand the Green Bay Packers. The entire NFC North hates their guts. 49er fans hate their guts. Like, there are a lot of teams that hate the Green Bay Packers. Cowboys hate the Green Bay Packers. Right? Dude, so, I think it's a great matchup. And I think Lambeau is a great setting. I think it's a great setting for a Saturday night game.
Well, is it because Packer fans will talk trash? Like Cowboy fans or Laker fans?
Cowboy fans are, they're not as flamboyant.
You know, Cowboy fans, they like to chirp. Yeah. They love to chirp. We had one Packer fan call last week saying, we want the 49ers. We can't wait to beat them. But even his trash talk was like, hey, you know, I hope you guys win. We want to beat you. Yeah, we respect you. Like, Packer fans, even you go to Niner Packer games. I've been to a ton of Niner Packer games over the years. Packer fans don't talk.
No.
They don't talk. They just say, hey, man, we'll see about it. We'll win, yada, yada, yada. But they don't talk like Cowboy Monday
night
fans.
The Monday night game at Levi's, they did subtly take over the stadium. That was the first home game of the year.
Oh, you mean the Sunday night game?
Yeah. Did I say Monday night? Whatever. Yeah.
Sunday night, the first home game of the season?
Yes. They took over that stadium. There were tons of Green Bay Packer fans. And let me tell you, it was the most flamboyant I've ever seen them. They do not like Niner fans. They do not like us.
Yeah, I just feel like it's been a letdown with the trash talk. That's what made last week so special was the trash talk between the two fan bases here. We heard Leroy Butler. He's smooth. It's tough to hate Leroy Butler, right? It's tough to hate him.
Once Aaron Rodgers completes the pass and sticks his hands ever so quietly, blows into his hands and sticks them inside his little warmers and starts his little walk, you're going to hate him just as much as you've always have.
You know,
because there's something about Aaron. I can't stand Aaron Rodgers anymore. I used to love him. I hate him.
You know what it is for me is going up the Lambeau Field. I still have bad memories of Lambeau Field.
Of course.
Like Desmond Howard returning punts.
When
Brett Favre,
the guy was down with Don Beebe.
I mean, Don Beebe. Marquez Pope touched him on the knee. Did they call it?
So obvious.
Antonio Freeman scoring on the first play of the game on Halloween in the
Jeff
late 90s
against the 49ers. Throwing it just a little short. If he throws it with a little more air under it, great play.
He tips it.
T.O. losing his mind right after.
I just don't have a lot of good memories at Lambeau Field. I just, other than Kaepernick in the first game of the regular season.
That's an all-time 49er win right there. That block by Frank Gore on 3rd and 8 where Cap ran around to the left-hand side and up the line.
Yep.
Cap was awesome in that game, and so was Craddock.
He was. And then David Akers, of course, making a 63-yard field goal in the season opener, a season after the Niners lost to the New York Giants in the NFC Championship game. That was memorable as well. A lot of good memories between Niners and Packers. But now is the time for the Xfinity Flex moment of the day.
Was that the game that Kaepernick came in right before halftime and ran for
a
first down?
Yeah, threw a bob. Yeah, ran for a first down and did David Akers kick to the 63-yarder.
That was a great game.
Sam, what do you have for the Xfinity Flex moment of the show? There we go. Baby Tez's doctor's a Bonte guy, too. He's like, wait a minute. Swear, honest to God. And it takes Baby Tez to the hospital. This is for a 9-month checkup. And the doctor's sitting there. He's like, Chesna, huh? Chesna. Is it Baby Chaz by any? And she's like, he goes, oh my God, this is Bonte's daughter? And it's sitting right there. She's like, great. It's a famous baby now. It's sad. Like, we'll go to Timeless Coffee together and Baby Chaz, somebody say, oh man, that's Baby Chaz. I'm like, oh boy, we created a monster.
So there's Northwest and then there's Baby Chaz, right? Like,
way down on the total pole. Yeah, Northwest. What, he's got four kids now? Like, come on.
The Flex of the Show, presented by Xfinity Flex, the 4K streaming TV box with voice remote and Peacock Premium, free with Xfinity Internet.
I don't know how I feel about that flex, like, because the doctors know my babies. I guess doctors listening to the roast, go figure.
That's how bad our show was today. The best moment was us talking about your daughter and the doctor knowing who she was.
No, we had some great moments today. We had some flippant moments. We had some warrior moments. We had doctor moments. I'm just shocked that doctors listen to us. Now we got doctors. We got gangsters. We got drug dealers. We got Bloods and Crips. We got Silicon Valley techies. People who work at Facebook. Man, we're growing, man. We're growing.
UPS drivers. We're college UPS truck drivers.
Yeah, I don't know. This guy, Gmo. It's not Gmo. Who is this guy on YouTube, by the way? G something. And he's always like, hey, Bonte, I heard you was employee of the month at UPS.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
I don't know where that came from. I'm trying to figure out who this guy was.
Now, were you a UPS driver, or did you work in like one of the South City warehouses?
I worked in the warehouse. Okay. What's your point?
Were you wearing the brown shorts?
No. Never wore the brown uniform. Unless I was a driver's helper during the holiday to make some more money. But was an unloader where you just wear your jeans, your t-shirt, long sleeve, or something like that. Yeah. You unload the boxes out of a 54-foot trailer. Then I went to management, became a supervisor up there. So I would wear like slacks and a tie and got to know the corporate game, which was cool. It was not bad.
So you were the Matt Nahegan of our boss. You were a middle management boss.
I ran a tighter ship than Matt Nahegan.
I want to have a conference call right after the show. I want to talk about some of the tune-outs.
Dude, there's no cool-down period with Matt Nahegan. You know how the NFL is pro sports?
If you don't clear everything off that truck, I'm out.
Dude, pro sports, you get the 20-minute cool-down period. Players take the showers and get dressed. They get about 20 to 25 minutes. Matt Nahegan, no cool-down period. Show's over. All right, guys, here's the conference line. Hop on as soon as you can. It's like, dude, we just got off the show, dog. We're feeling good. Like, all of a sudden, now you got to tell us about what we did wrong today. We don't want to hear that. Give us 30 minutes. I guess get it done quicker, right? It's better for us. I don't know.
I'm so fired up for this game. Like, I'm super pumped. And I'm not talking about Warriors Pacers. I'm talking about Niners Packers. This is going to be awesome.
For Domantas Sabonis?
I have respect Malcolm for the Brogdon? Pacers.
You know what I'm pumped about? Fans, if they have a Chase card, get 50% off food and merchandise. That's pretty cool. You can save a buck tonight against the Pacers. I find that stuff cool. Huh?
It's also dangerous for people
Why
like
is it
me.
Dangerous?
Well, because I'll buy five times the amount because I think I'm getting 50% off, right? And so I would have spent, X amount, but instead everything's half off. Now I'll spend five times that because I feel like I'm getting a deal. I'm one of those guys.
You're one of those guys.
Yeah, I'm a BOGO guy.
Got it.
You know what BOGO is, right?
You gotta have discipline, Shasky. Gotta have discipline. Discipline.
Buy one, get one.
You gotta get disciplined, man. BOGO. I never heard it put like that, actually. Buy one, get one? BOGO?
Yeah, you never heard of that?
I'd never heard of that before.
You don't
I've never heard of BOGO.
Anywhere?
Mark Willard, you ever hear of BOGO? I've never heard of BOGO. Where did you guys come up with that at St. Cecilia, St. Gabe's?
Yeah, is BOGO related to boba? I know everybody, that's the new in thing. Like, my daughter always was like, yeah, she wants boba. No, I did not know BOGO. So, you know how they say that saying, you learn something every day? I'm already done. I can go back to bed. I learned something.
Are you watching Boba Fett? Book of Boba Fett, Mark?
Oh, man. I know. You guys know me. I don't watch anything. The game is on, and when the night has no game, like last night, when we have a no game night, when you got two teams going on at the same time and it's not like baseball season, it's almost every night. So it's all based around the game. You see, you guys may not know, I think I told you this last week, this is still my new toy. The idea that I can sit down on a couch with my boys and watch a game at night. I spent 3 years having to be in the other room yap, yap, yapping while everyone else was enjoying the game. So this is still a new toy to me. So if it's a game, everything's based on that. If there's no game, then I use that night to get all the other crap done.
So apparently BOGO is big. I'm stuck on this BOGO thing.
Yeah.
Ryan Bowser, who runs our Twitch and YouTube page.
Yeah.
Bowser texts me. Usually he texts me about the Seahawks, so I never reply to him. But he just texts me, BOGO, super known, bro.
Yeah.
BOGO, super known. It's like, what? I've never heard of BOGO before.
I worked in grocery stores for years, you know, butcher. So BOGO, buy one, get one. Like, that was the way. And then also, when you work in food service, you know, FIFO, you know, first in, first out, right? You want to rotate your product and make sure that you're not using old product.
I don't know.
Shout out, buy one, get one free. Vontae,
why do we have to make everything an acronym or some YOLO. Slang like BOGO? Like,
you know, BOGO, because YOLO.
Oh, is that BOGO FOMO today? Oh my gosh, is that jersey BOGO? Is that a BOGO item? Like, how do you even say BOGO? How do you work BOGO into a sentence?
Shout out Soundgarden and the great album Super Unknown. You said this, it's super known. I'm going to go with all of these things are super unknown because I'm still... I do have fun with this stuff, though. When you get the text acronyms that some people know and some people don't. My favorite one was the first time somebody texted me GFY, and I'm like, GFY, good for you? Is it good for you? And then the really fun one, which I've now done twice, was a family thread during these 49er games. And somebody, one of the Niners scored a touchdown in the game against the Rams. It started to come back maybe when they tied it up. And I texted the family thread, which my mom is on, LFG, with a bunch of exclamation points, which led to about a 15-minute conversation about what does LFG stand for? And she Googled it, and it was like, I don't know, look for goodies or something. She found something on Google.
I know what LRG means.
I know LRG. It was fun to take my late 70s mom through the world of what LFG stands for.
Oh, man.
But yeah, like, I don't know. 70% of this stuff is news to me, too. I don't know what the hell all of it
stands
Bogle's
for. BOGO's a new one.
Do you know what scuba stands for?
Scuba diving?
Isn't scuba an acronym?
Yes, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Mark. Yes. I knew Mark was a well-lived man.
This is a good one. I got to read this text.
Give it to Chasky.
This is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Five, our boy Zucci, man, on the Comcast.
Yeah, what up, text Zucci? Line.
BOGO is how we got Chasky in the morning. We pay for Ponte, got Chasky for free. Love you, Chasky. I only see BOGO at a weed dispensary. Come on, Ponte. Exactly how black is Ponte? What does that have to do with me being black, BOGO? Because I don't know BOGO. Now I'm going to be stuck. Hey, Anna, what is BOGO? You ever hear of BOGO, Anna? I'm
going to
have
an hour
conversation about this, Willard.
I'll admit this. My grandmother, God rest her soul, she used to clip all of the coupons. She was a coupon clipper. Okay, that's what she would do.
Oh, yeah.
She was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I've never done the coupon.
One of them.
Yeah, but like that's what my grandma did.
My grandma did that too.
She
no
had
doubt.
Like the laminated, you know, like you, instead of collecting baseball cards, she would collect the coupons and then put it in the car. We had the old Chrysler. I'm the New Yorker. I don't know if you remember, but this thing was beat up. But she liked it because everybody stayed away from her. And then she'd have the little binder in there. You'd have to pull the binder out and get her little coupons before she would go in. She drove me nuts with the coupons.
I mean, you guys are talking about your grandmas. It didn't skip a generation. This was my mom, and I mean, even to this day, like when I moved a couple months ago, this God bless her. My parents come up. She's got a manila envelope with Bed Bath & Beyond coupons.
Oh.
Because, you know, it's an industry secret. They've got an expiration date on them.
Right.
But Bed Bath & Beyond will honor them anyway. So she keeps these things.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's this thick.
Oh,
it's this thick. And then she texted me 2 weeks ago. She goes, I have more Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. I'm like, Mom, if I use one every day until I died, I'm still not going to use the ones you gave me 2 months ago. Coupons are life for that generation, man.
That's crazy.
Life. Oh, man, I remember those days. Oh, man, what it's taking me back. All those coupons going to the
Safeway. Did you cut up cereal boxes, B?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The UPS code or whatever, the UPC code or whatever it was.
And
absolutely.
Sometimes pizza places would do that where you'd have, like,
cut
the box on the pizza.
Well, now they got the box
tops. I just remember going
to
Safeway.
Yes.
They got the box tops, and you can bring them in, and your school gets some. So, like, if you bring them into your school, they get
scholars.
Some. Exactly.
The worst was going to the check stand with the coupons. The worst is going to the check stand with the coupons, and you're like trying to flip it over to make sure you got the right coupon. I'm like, oh wait, Honey Nut Cheerios, hold on, let me go through them. I was that guy who was unorganized with the coupons. Well, as my grandma was like, yeah, we're keeping the envelopes or something else. Just go down there to Safeway.
There's no moment that is more demoralizing in life than when you push the coupon over. And then they're like, I'm so sorry, this has been expired. And then you have even a 30-second conversation about whether you're going to get your 35 cents or not. And you're sitting there pushing this toward, and you're like, my gosh, are we really going to sit here and have a conversation about 35 cents? But you lugged that coupon over there, man. You kept track of it. Damn it, I'm going to get my 35 cents.
I'm going to get that 35 cents off, or you guys could just keep it because we're a little broke here. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. Brought to you by DuckDuckGo, Privacy Simplified, the 9 a.m. hour. As always, brought to you by our great friends at Timeless Coffee, Willard and Dibbs. What do you guys have coming up as we're a little over 2 days before Niners and Packers?
Something about this Saturday game is making this week feel like it's going really, really fast. Mm-hmm. Like I sort of woke up today and I'm like, oh gosh, this thing's in 48 hours. Like this is here. So my good buddy, Adam Rank with NFL.com, he texted me 2 days ago and he just goes, so when am I coming on? And I was just like, oh, he's being a boy, like he's being a friend. Right. So I'm like, yeah, come on later this week. It wasn't until I realized he had just gone on TV and made big statements about the 49ers taking the Packers apart this weekend.
Wow.
That's what he believes. So he's going to hop on a little bit. Have you heard, have you seen on Instagram, local rapper Bonte, the locksmith? Have you seen this guy?
Yeah, he's been coming in with the bars. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got his latest because it's pretty good based on this specific game. And he's going to come on. He's going to pop on at 11 o'clock later today. And we're going to talk about Kyle, man. We're going to make today a day for Kyle Shanahan. This is the guy who keeps crashing the playoff party without an elite quarterback. Nobody else does that in the NFL. And about 8 weeks ago, half the fan base wanted him fired.
Well, yeah, that was ludicrous. That fan base was insane. That was insane. There was a lot of people saying he should fire himself. How laughable is that?
Well, and what is this offseason like for him if they don't rally in L.A. 2 weeks ago?
Right.
What's the offseason like for him if they don't go on that drive?
And now we look at him and say, man, thank the heavens he's the coach of the 49ers. By the way, hi, Dan Dibley. How you doing,
what's
buddy?
What's up, Bonte? Dibs. Good to see you, man.
I'm not going to work overtime. I got that look from you yesterday. We went to about 9:12 on Crosstalk.
Oh,
we don't
want to
eat into the time.
You stay as long as you want, man.
As I mentioned on the air yesterday, it was because I had Crosstalk envy. I wanted in on it. It wasn't that you guys weren't delivering great content. You were having a great time. I could see it on mute, and it was wonderful. I had Crosstalk envy is what I had.
By the way, last episode of Power, pretty good, Mark Willard. You got to get in on Power. Tariq, St. Patrick. Going through the thing.
What platform? You can't say
Stars.
What channel anymore. What
it's like the one show I watch. On? It's like the one
okay.
show I
on
watch.
Stars?
It's the
All
one
right.
show I watch on Stars. So
nice.
I don't know. It's a risky proposition getting into Power. I don't advise you to get into Power because once you get into it, you get sucked in. And it's so bad, it's good. It's one of those things, Mark.
I work with Dan Dibley. I'm searching for Power all the time, Bonte. So I'm in. I'm in. Nice. Sign
well,
me up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I wish that I was as much of a cold piece as Ghost, quite frankly. He had a good run, Bonte. Ghost had a good run now. He's living
a good run.
He came from nothing, and he was living high on the hog. Spoiler alert, I hope my ending is different than Ghost's, but it's a guilty pleasure. It's one of those great ones.
All right, we'll be listening, man, no doubt about that, as we get ready for Niners and Packers. Can't wait for Locksmith. That's going to be a lot of fun on Willard and Dibs. They'll take you up until noon. Morning Roast will be back at 6 a.m. Willard and Dibs, have a good one. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!